good evening, everyone. This is Gordon, W2, Tango, 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 and this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Technical Net. This net is run weekly on a frequency of 146.955, the 2-meter repeater of the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club located in Alpine, New Jersey. Are there any stations with emergency or priority traffic, please call K2BAR. Okie dokie. That is always the right answer. Alright, so with that in mind, let's see. We're going to take check-ins in a moment, but let me just describe the net a little bit. This net is a conversation about amateur radio, telecommunication.
That was your going to music, though.
Communication of the technologies, how we use it, where we use it, our successes, our failures, our aspirations, our dreams, things we used to do, things we'd like to do, all those kinds of things. We also have the opportunity to put out for sale or swap items, and you can list a price. Can't negotiate, but you can list a price on the air. And we also want to encourage people to check in whether or not they have a question or comment for the net. And I do want to emphasize that, because if we know who's there, then we can kind of tailor the net to the folks who, you know, show up and who are listening. Don't know who's listening, the net can take on a flavor of its own that may not be harmonious with those who are listening. And people then say, that's a bunch of blah, blah, blahs. We don't want a net, you know, for blah, blah, blahs. We want a net for everybody who can, you know, benefit. But kind of need to know who those are. One other thing is that can you post a question, but you can also post a comment. As I said, you can talk about your experiences, you can talk about your observations on this and that, and as long as you tie it back to one of the technical bulwarks of what we were, you know, of the net, you're all good. So with that in mind, let's see. Your call sign, your name, then we indicate whether you have a question, a comment, a for sale or swap item, some combination of those things, or none of the above. As I said, none of the above is good. Helps us. So, stations whose call signs begin with the letter A, please call K2BAR. Okay, not much going in the A department, so let's try B. No, just kidding. Let's try the whiskeys. Let's try the whiskeys. Please call KTBA.
Okay. You may have to repeat that a couple times so I know your schedule. Not now, but, you know, during the course of the conversation. And I'm just teasing you.
Gary, did we,
Sorry, dual band, 82DDK. I'm here.
No problem. Will you be issuing questions, comments, or for sale or swap?
Just standing by. But I'm mobile, and I got another conversation going on down on 442.
Okay, we'll see you in a bit, then. No problem. All right, let's go back to whiskeys. Any other whiskey stations?
Devin. Are you? Me, Jim, in Pearl River. Good evening, Gordon. No questions or comments at this time.
Jim? Always good hearing you. And any other whiskeys?
WY2LYP, Bill, Rivervale, no questions or comments.
Evening, Bill. All right. Any other whiskeys?
W2NIW.
Matt, what's your pleasure?
Doing, Gordon. Good evening, everybody. Yeah, I have a question when you get around to it, Gordon.
Roger that. Got your question listed. Any other whiskeys?
W2APP, Paul Hyden Park with a category expansion.
A category expansion?
For sale, swap, or wanted?
wanted. You know, that's a great idea, Paul. I will note that. We'll catch that toward the top of the net right after the check-ins. Very good. Many other whiskeys. All right, how about Kilo 2s?
Kilo 2, Echo, India Romeo. No questions, no comments.
Good evening, Howie. Very good. Any other whiskeys? By Kilo 2s, I'm sorry.
KBAR, this is K2ZO. No comments or questions at this time.
Very good. Jim, who was the station who just doubled with K2ZO?
K2ZC, no questions, no comments.
Okay, very good, Dave. Thank you very much. Welcome aboard. Any other Kilo 2s? Okay, how about any other Kilos?
Kilo Charlie 2 with the Romeo Yankees. Jim here.
Okay, good evening, Jim. What's your pleasure?
Comment when my time comes around.
Roger, noted a comment. It's good hearing you. That's great. Who is the station that doubled with Jim and lost? But we'll now have another try. Okay, how many other Kilos?
Tony, K2AMI. Just a reminder about the Fairlawn auction.
Good point, Tony. It's a week from Friday. It's a very good thing. It's the day after Thanksgiving. We'll make a... We'll let you expound on that a little bit more in a bit. Any other Kilos?
KO2, okay, Bennett. No questions at this time.
Okay, Bennett, very good. Welcome aboard. All right, any other Kilos?
KD2CWW, name's Chris with a question.
Good evening, Chris. You have a question. Welcome. Any other Kilos?
Kilo Charlie 2, Whiskey Golf Oscar. No questions at this point.
Okay, Whiskey Golf Oscar, I got that. What was your name again?
Oh,
you took a dip in your signal. Try again.
Jim and Leonia.
Very good, Jim and Leonia. Okay, very good. KC2WGO, gotcha. Welcome aboard. I think you've checked in before. Welcome. All right, any other Kilos? Okay, how about Novembers? Any Novembers? Okay, any Echolink stations?
Kilo Delta 2, Delta Whiskey Sierra.
Welcome aboard. KD2DWS, K2BAR, what is your name and your intentions?
Kilo Delta 2, Delta Whiskey Sierra, my name is Irma.
Okay, very good, Virma. And what are your intentions? Do you have a question, a comment, for sale swap, or wanted, or just checking in to just be here?
I just sent you email, so for today I will be just listening. Just no comment and no question. Thank you. Good luck.
Okay, Virma, very good. Nice hearing you again. I hear you often on this repeater, usually tied up during the day when you're on, but it's good hearing you. Alrighty, anybody else wanted to check in?
Uniform 2 Sierra.
Okay, Randy, very good. By the way, I got an email from Rich, WB2WPQ, about that lovely model train / city place you went to in Germany. That is really amazing. Beyond amazing. What are your intentions, Randy?
I've got no comments or questions for the net tonight. I'll just listen and participate in the discussion.
Okay, very good. Anybody else want to check into the net? Okay, so let's do a couple of quick things here since we're all here at Happy. We have a Tony last week mentioned that there was a little device that would be useful to us to have a dual voltmeter and ammeter in the single display. It was color coded. I think the volts were one color, the amps for another, and I, during the net, went out and bought two of them with the 100 amp shunt, and a couple of quick observations about them. A, they work great. B, there are three wires on these devices. The red goes to your power source for voltage. The black goes to the base of the shunt, and they have a screw terminal special for it. And the yellow wire goes to the high side of the shunt, meaning the side that's away from ground. You run that through. Works great. Works great. One small detail. If you're using, let's say, an Astro radio, I was testing it with, a Motorola Astro mobile ring, it does not suck enough current on receive to even read a few tenths or hundredths, I should say, of an amp. You will not see that. You will see hundredths of an amp if you're pulling, let's say, 4 amps or 5 amps or 8 amps, like it would on transmit. But on receive, it reads zero. And at first I said, well, gee, it's not working. And then I realized, idiot, it's a 100 amp shunt. Now, these shunts are set up so that they're really looking for 75 millivolts at full range. So, you know, you could use a different shunt and everything would be hunky-dory. So, it was inspiring and very, very good, and I intend to incorporate it into some of my projects. But I breadboarded it up, and it worked great with, as I said, my Motorola Astro, which I got working last Saturday. But not on B25 yet. We haven't gotten that far. So I just want to follow up on that. And the one thing I want to follow up on was there was a, and I'll put up on the list on the, you can email me or I can put it up on the contact list. I saw something on one of the ham groups about people using Bluetooth for the audio and not finding something for PTT. And someone listed up on eBay a momentary switch thing that basically you put 12 volts on the module and then it's got two contact closures and you use a wireless key fob and you, as long as you hold the button down on the key fob, the PTT, or if you will, the contact closure on the remote device closes and it's all good. It operates at 315 megahertz, which is a good sign, and also has the ability to be set to be coded so that you can run multiples in the same environment and not have to worry about multiple devices tripping up at the same time. But it might be a great way to complement a hands-free headset environment. So thinking about that, it looks pretty good. I bought one. I think they're about $20, and well worth it. And anybody who wants it, I'll put it up in the contact group, and if I didn't already, and I can certainly email it to folks if they're interested at w2tt@aol.net or att.net. I'll be happy to send you the information. But consider signing up for ComTech Group. And Smith, I have put in our group as a potential beta site group for the new Ubiquiti platform support. And I copied several of you on the email, and Andre did call me back, and emailed me back, and he's going to call me next day or so to qualify our group. But I think we're in good shape. And we very well may end up being one of the beta testers for the broadband hamnet, BBHN as they're calling it. So, with no further ado, I'm going to jump to Paul and have him list his wanted item. We've never had that before. It's a good thing. And thank you for adding to the texture of the net, Paul. W2APP, K2BAR.
K2BAR, W2APP. I'm looking for a HF. I don't think I'm going to make the Farallon auction next week. It's something that, buying it and getting it shipped is a bit of a pain, so if I can sort of find one or source one locally, would be nice. Not looking for a legal limit, just a few hundred watts to sort of play in the pile-ups or, try and punch through some of them. Down to 10 meters would be nice, but at least 20 meters and up. If anyone's putting one up in Farallon, I want to talk, let me know. If they put one in and there's no seal, again, let me know. Or if anyone out there wants to be sort of like an agent for the auction, give me a shout and we can sort of sort something out. Just sort of looking something basic, nothing, no bells and whistles. High $100 or high few $100 is the sort of limit. I don't want to go crazy, but just sort of, trying to get something local. With that, W2APP, back to net.
Anybody have any comments for Paul about a potential amplifier source? It's worthwhile asking. Very good. All righty. Let's stew on that a little bit, Paul, but that's a great idea. And you're welcome to put it on the hamnet, on the contact group. You're also welcome to put it on several of the other groups. I'm just trying to think there might be a couple other groups you might want to circulate that on. But I guess you want to work locally, so that makes good sense. Amplifiers are heavy and expensive to move around. W2APP, K2BAR.
Thanks, back to that.
Very good. Excellent. All right. We're going to do K2AMI and then KC2BRY. We'll get those, comments in that order. K2AMI, K2BAR.
Yeah, you just caught me slightly off guard. I wanted to get the flyer out, but it's coming up 2 seconds here. But the ham radio auction for the Carolina Amateur Radio Club comes up on the Friday night, that's Black Friday. Friday night, November 29th, at the Farallon Senior Center. And that's located at 11-05 Gardiner Road in Farallon. They do have a website. You can get to Farallon RES at yahoo.com, or W2NPT. At ARL.net, and you get information there. No charge for admission. It's free admission. There'll be some food to eat and probably coffee and snacks to snack on. And KJI Electronics has promised that he probably would come. So he'll have a table there if you have in mind to purchase anything yourself without buying it from the auction. KJI will probably have some things there that he can sell to you. So it starts at 5:30, the doors open at 5:30 for the people who want to sell things, and then 6 o'clock for the buyers, and by 7 o'clock they expect to start the auction. So 5:30 if you're going to bring something in, 6 o'clock if you want to go in and look over the things, and 7 o'clock the auction should be starting. Should be a lot of fun. It always is every year. I always have a few things that I can find in my shack that I don't need anymore, I bring down. Only caution is that don't expect high dollars. These are things that you should consider that you've gotten good use out of, and you'd like to get a few dollars back on. You won't get top dollar eBay prices at the auction, I guarantee. Back to net.
That's wise advice. Very good. Anybody have any questions for Tony regarding the auction? Hey, Tony, any last comments?
That's it for now. I'll be listening.
Very good. Thank you for mentioning that. Okay, KC2VRY. Jim, long time no speak in here. Good to hear you this evening, and thank you for joining us. K2BAR.
Good evening, Gordon. Just want to say
We just got off the 440 net, and Don gave us a plug for Bergen FM. It's that time of year, and like he said, it costs money to run this repeater system, so, you know, reminding everybody that get this, start getting their dues in, and if they don't belong, they should join, and applications are available. Bennett, you got anything you want to add to that, Owen?
KO2, okay. No, Jim. Thank you very much for the reminder.
All right, back to that.
Okay, yes, very good. Actually, I think all of us are due for all various clubs. BCFMA, Barra dues are due. What else? Actually, we have an election. We had the election. It's all done. What am I saying? I missed it. I've been teaching a scouting class on Sunday night, so I can't make it out for another couple of weeks yet. I'll be done before Christmas, so yay. In any case, let's see. I think we have a question from W2NIW, K2BAR. Welcome aboard, Matt.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. I've been doing some research for the last 2 hours. Gordon, I bought a battery eliminator. I have a Motorola HT, an XTS3000, and I did some research online and whatnot, and I found one that I like. You slide the original battery off, and you slip this in place. It looks just like a battery. We're all familiar with this. And it's got a DC cord with a cigarette lighter plug on the end. It says 12 volts in, 9 volts DC out. Okay, so I was a little concerned about the 9 volts DC. The couple of different batteries I have laying around for the radio all say either 7.2 or 7.5 volts. Research, and I found a lot of different make battery eliminators. And they all had the same thing for the XTS3000, 12 in, 9 volts out. Then I did some research on batteries for the Motorola, and I actually found a 4500 milliamp battery that is 9 volts DC out in this particular battery. So now I'm narrowing down a little bit closer that 9 volts DC may not be such a bad thing for the radio, for the HT. I'm still not 100% satisfied, because 9 volts sounds like a lot. So I took a couple phone numbers down from online, and I'm going to make like I'm interested in their battery eliminator, but I'm concerned about the 9 volts output. What do they know about that and this particular HT? Will that work? Is it fine? You know, is there any danger or anything like that? Is what I plan on doing tomorrow. But I want to ask now if anybody has any idea or knows anything about it. Also, one other note. This battery eliminator comes with a list of OEM batteries, Motorola batteries, that it will replace. And it just so happens that the OEM battery it's replacing that I have is on the list that comes with the battery eliminator. So it's more and more coming together. But, you know, still, like I said, not 100% ready. And I just want to be sure on that 9 volts input into the radio. So there it is, Gordon. I'm not 100% sure if that's okay. Back to you, Gordon.
Well, it seemed to be that it would be, but, you know, I think you're on the right track, and you're going through it very methodically. So, you know, go for it and see how it evolves. But I think your methodical approach to things is going to keep you out of trouble.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I was hoping somebody might, you know, have some information or might say, you know, yep, it's okay, you can do that, or the circuitry in the radio is this and, you know, it will handle that or something. But, like I said, a lot of various manufacturers selling this battery eliminator all have the same thing, 9 volts out. And so, you know, that's narrowing it down a little bit. And again, I just want to be careful. You know, maybe overboard? Well, maybe not. You know, who wants to blow up their radio? So I guess, Gordon, the next thing to do is just try to make these calls tomorrow then and make like I'm buying their product. And are they sure? Anything short of a phone number for Motorola themselves, which I did a quick look and I didn't really come up with anything that was going to help me tech support for this radio, you know? So, okay, well, that was my problem. I just wanted to try to find out if that is okay, 100%. So I guess I'll just have to keep researching, Gordon. Thanks for your time, Gordon. Back to you.
Okay, very good, Matt. Sounds interesting. I think you'll do well. I have a similar problem in that I've misplaced a little switching thing that plugs into like a cigarette lighter outlet or accessory outlet in the car and has the cable that goes into a Sirius head, and I think it's 5 volts. I think it's 5 volts in the output, but I don't need so. I certainly don't have that little tiny coaxial connector handy, so I'm going to have to look around for it a little bit more and see if I can find it anything. I know I have one. Anyway, very good. Let's see, let's go to Chris, KD2CWW, K2BAR.
K2EIR, more on this topic.
Well, sure, we can do that first, go ahead.
Thank you. I have a suggestion, if you can open up the battery, you said it was the battery compartment that flips on, you could put a diode in there that will drop the voltage from 9 volts. Down, what's the drop on a diode? Something like 1.2 or 1.4. So you can limit the voltage a little bit. You have to make sure it's the diode will take the current and the heat dissipation. But it's one way to limit things if you want to play it a little bit safer. Again, it's just a, sort of a left field suggestion. K2EIR.
All right.
Good.
Thank you very much for the suggestion. Very good. But you cannot open up the package. You can't open it up without damaging it. And I really don't want to do that. But thank you.
Roger. I will say I have an HT600. And what I did is I gutted a battery and I added my own power supply. HT takes 10 volts and I feed it with 9. K2EIR.
Okay, very good. How are you? Anybody else? All right, well, thank you. And pardon me, Matt, for not thinking clearly and, you know, providing an adequate opportunity to for comments such as Howie's, which I think you'll find helpful. But FYI, voltage drop across the usual diode, silicon diode, not 0.7 volts. Anyway, on that note, let's go to KD2CWW. Chris, over to you. Thank you for being patient.
KD2DXG, quick on the topic.
A few weeks ago on the net, I wrote down some of the information on that offset dipole. The one side was, I believe, 23 feet. The other was 43 feet. I was just wondering if there was somebody I could email my email to get more information on that. I'm very interested in making that for my new house.
Sure, we'll come in a minute. Yeah, you could email k2zo@awrl.net and w2ttt@awrl.net, and one of us will get back to you with that.
All right, yeah, that's all I had tonight, and thank you very much. Just, I have a limited space on the new location that I'm going to be moving to within the next couple of weeks, and just seems interested, something interesting that I want to look into. Thank you very much. KD2CWW.
Okay, very good. Anybody else want that information? Again, I think K2ZO or W2TTT, you probably handle that question. Alrighty. Who is the other station who jumped in? Call sign name?
Hey Gordon, somebody else had something else to offer on my topic.
You know, that's what I'm asking that station to come in now. Station, you had a question about or a comment about the Motorola battery issue? Oh boy. Well, I got screwed up. I'm sorry, Matt.
Well.
Yep. Okay. Are there any other check-ins for the net tonight?
Good one.
Again, please. Okay, very good. Yeah, I just want to just compliment Tony on that device that he identified last week to do the the voltage and current readings. It was very nice, but you can get them in other sizes other than 100 amp. You can get them with 50 amp and also 20 and 10, I think I saw on the internet. You have to just bounce around, but they're all the same, and you know, they all use 75 mil ranges, so they're set up pretty easily, and again, the connections are brain dead simple. Anybody else have anything for the net tonight? Your station, you're real weak. Try it again. Rick, is that W2LCN, I think? Now, Rick, I'm not getting... Your signal is just not really that great. It sounds like you're driving... is there a way you can bring up Echolink maybe and come into the net? Yeah, we're just not getting it. Alright. Any other stations with commentaries or questions, confusions for the net? Alright, well, anyway, Tony, I wanted to thank you for that suggestion of that meter exercise. And that proved to be a very nice little toy. Very nice little add-on for a project.
2AMI, yeah, I'm using it on to monitor my power supply. And it does a very simple job and keeps an eye on the power supply.
It really does. Alrighty, anybody else with stuff for the net? Well, you can never tell by the length of the check-in list as to what the... how long that's going to be. Some nights we've had one question and one comment, and we've talked for 2 hours. Other nights we have questions and comments and for sale or wanted items and can't talk for 40 minutes. Oh, well. All right. Well, I want to thank everybody for checking in tonight. We will have a net on Thanksgiving night. I will say that we will have a net on Thanksgiving night, so hopefully people will be talking about what they're doing. And looking forward to the flea market, auction next Friday, a week from tomorrow. Some of us will be at the Fairlawn Club tomorrow night. I think I'll be working on, I think tomorrow's a mesh night. I don't think I'm going to bring my Astro because until we get the P25 mod figured out, there's no point in bringing that down. But I will bring some other goodies. And related to mesh, and let's see what else. I think also we'll be working on maybe some antennas. I have a new car, so that might be fun to dream up stuff and start sketching stuff out. And that should be fun. And let's see.
Oh, there's a ham the ham fest on the second Saturday in December in Bergenfield. Boy Scout Troop 139 would welcome your patronage, and also we'll have a lot of good ham vendors. Gene, KJI, and we'll have the lady with all the crazy connectors and a few other people besides. And then, of course, because it's December, we also have a holiday sort of thing where there'll be opportunities to buy things that are not related to ham radio. There'll be segregated parts of the room. We have a wonderful kitchen going on for breakfast and lunch. And I think there's pet adoption. There'll be face painting for the kids and crafts for the kids, all sorts of things. So if you have little ones, all this means you, by the way. Feel free to bring them, for everybody. There's that. And one last thing, I'm running a ham radio review class on the last Friday of December, and Don and the Baratest crew have graciously offered to come out and run a test session that night. So if you're interested in getting someone licensed, or if you're interested in upgrading yourself, keep in mind that test session that night and the review class all day, starting at 8 a.m. in Bergenfield. So, any questions or comments or confusions?
You're looking for one more technical question? K2EIR.
I'm good. If we don't have anything real good and pressing tonight, I just assume going to watch my son's hockey game. I'm down at the rink and started 10 minutes ago. I'd like to watch it, actually.
Okay, this will certainly hold. K2EIR.
Thank you, Howie. Just one last thing. W2LCN, are you in a better spot now, K2EIR?
Slightly better, not much. I'm just up behind some hills on an HT, so I can't really get in there too well.
That's perfect. Did you have a question for the net or a comment?
No, I was meeting. I was trying to get everything done and get out so I could just do the check-in. But really, I wanted to find out about that technical net, that your technical class you're running. You already announced it, so that's perfect.
Yep. It's $20 for the day, and we run the course. It's a donation to the troop, so it helps us fund the Scouts ham radio stuff within the troop. That's how that works. Anyway. The Hempest on the Hempest and flea market is all for the benefit of the Scout Troop overall, but it's all good. So hopefully we'll have some good responses to both. And if people need details, just email me at w2tt@awrl.net or att.net. Be happy to send you out stuff. All right. If anybody else. If there's nothing else, we'll secure. Anybody else? Thank you, everybody. God bless, and we'll see you upcoming soon. And by the way, the Barrett dinner is the first Sunday of January of December, and I think they're looking for people who want to attend to speak up. The club is subsidizing. Half the admission for a member and their guest. So you keep that in mind that there's that opportunity. So this is K2BAR, thanking the Chestnut Ridge Radio Company for their repeater, and we look forward to seeing you guys on the air in the coming days. And don't forget to sign up for Comtech Group, COMTECHGROUP. At Yahoo Groups, whatever it is. Or you can shoot me an email. I can add you onto the list. You'll get an invite. No big deal. It's open to everybody. So take care and God bless everybody. This is K2BARW2TTT off and clear. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Gordon.
You're welcome, Matt. God bless. We'll talk to you later. W2TTT.
73KC2BRY.
NIWQSY.
KD2DWS disconnected.
KCWW. Thank you.